So I've just finished my workshop on Twittering techniques at the IWMW conference, and I wanted to share with you just one little segment from that, which is if you are using Twitter for as a communication tool for your organisational business, I think it's really important that you recognise and use the power of Twitter search. Twitter search is your friend when it comes to using Twitter for commercial purposes. Use a tool like TweetDeck for searching, or do it directly on the site and subscribe to an RSS feed of a search. Whatever way you want to do it, you should be tracking regularly certain searches. So what searches should you be tracking? Well, I mean, the obvious one is mentions of your products or services. But here's a little technique. Instead of just searching, you know, doing a whole series of searches, you know, so in my case, it would be a search on Headscape and search on Website Owner's Manual and a search on Get Sign Off, which all becomes very tedious after a while. You can string those searches together. So you can go Headscape or Website Owner's Manual or Get Sign Off and do it in that kind of way. The other thing you might want to do is search for mentions of your own Twitter name or your name where they haven't used the at symbol. So for example, often this is a case where somebody wants to talk to you, talk about you behind your back. They don't put the at symbol in thinking that you won't notice it. But the problem with that is if, for example, if I search on Boag World, I get back all of my at replies, which I've obviously seen, and also my own tweets. So you want to get rid of those. So search, create a search string that is Boag World minus at Boag World and minus from colon Boag World. That way you'll only get references to Boag World that are not replies and not posted from myself. Other things that you want to do is obviously search on related keywords. So, you know, for example, in my case, web design or podcasting or whatever else, pretty obviously. You want to search on your competition too. Make sure that you're tracking what your competition are doing and what people are saying about them on Twitter. You might also want to search on related links. So, for example, I've got a search string that is web design, which you need to put in quotes because it's two separate words and I want the whole phrase, space http://. And that will find me any links that people have posted on the term web design. The final thing that I do, which is a great way of getting new followers, although I must admit I don't do this as much as I should do, is to search for questions. So I do obviously search for questions directed at me, which is uses the search string at Boag World and then a space and a question mark. The reason I do that is obviously although those things will appear in my reply list, I don't always notice them, so that makes sure that I will. But I also search for quote web design close quote space question mark. So if somebody is asking a question about web design, I will pick that up. So there's a few ways that you can use Twitter search to help your commercial Twittering. Hopefully that's helpful.